The security headquarters in the Egyptian city of Port Said has been set alight in a second day of clashes between police and protesters. Nathan Morley has this report.
The situation in Egypt seems to be going from bad to worse. Port Said has been rocked by weeks of intermittent violence. At least 400 people have been injured during the fighting. The fire of the security building started on the ground floor as protesters gathered in the streets nearby. Earlier, thousands of people joined a funeral procession for three civilians killed in overnight clashes, which also left three policemen dead. Protests, often leading to clashes, have been taking place there since January, when 21 local football fans were sentenced to death over football riots, which left 74 people dead in February last year. Violence also broke out in the capital, Cairo, on Monday, as protesters blocked a key thoroughfare and set alight at least one police car. On Sunday, the US Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking at a news conference with the Egyptian Foreign Minister Kamal Amir, said an end to political violence in Egypt is the key to the country's progress.
I appreciate enormously, and I want to share with you President Obama's gratitude for the role that President Morsi and Foreign Minister Amir played in reaching the Gaza ceasefire and their commitment to ensuring that it is honored.
Kerry also said the only way for Egypt to thrive as a democracy is for the government and opposition to overcome their differences.
There must be a willingness on all sides to make meaningful compromises on the issues that matter most to all of the Egyptian people.
These latest demonstrations and clashes will only add pressure to President Mohamed Morsi to address political and economic concerns in Egypt. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.